He says, look, lo shayach schach posel, rak tasev alo mina osui. Shem hachi kol sheyesh besuga gufa tzilsim v'chamsa lo abadim, ksheira. So suggesting, this we spoke about this a little bit yesterday, if you recall, Rabbi Kiveger said a tasla and osui is worse than the malam ichof, right? But the prima gadim does not seem to agree. Doesn't seem to agree. He said it's not possible because it's, he thinks it's a. That's the problem which I was trying to bring to your attention. Okay. Good. So let's see it in the Mishnah Berurah proper. Tav Resh Chavav Sivkot Yud Zayin. Everybody has in real print. Well, it's better to see things on paper. Tav Resh Chavav and Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Zayin. He says, in brackets, he says, "Im lo heisir arof ke'lasas shem sukkah ala kachayis amikodem belenuya belo gag, kevan shlo also shem meisa begag la shem rasiyas sukkah l'tzel, kena eitzim o akoras hem schach posel mamish." What's the psul? Tavs lamanosu. Vedino k'moshe kosev sefalv gabe ilam. Okay, so this is along the lines of, I don't know if it's mamash tasla manasi, but it's schach, which is intrinsically kosher, physically. It's not mechuba lekarka, it's not mekabel tuma. Yet, it's not letzel, it's like tasla manasi, and it's considered to be pusel, not like lemala michof. This bracketed comment seems to confirm that distinction, which is in opposition to what we just saw it before in the prima gadim. This is leftovers from yesterday. I couldn't find it, I was looking in the wrong place. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we had the various cases in the Gemara. We have Ben and Tam at this famous Kula Lamala Michof, the Mechaba Paskins that way. Okay. The Ritva had a different change of gears. Let's review. What a toast change of gears. The Gorosha Ben and Tam, those who remember, Testament Bays. In the middle of the what we call the medium-sized lines, Gorosh Rabbeinu Tam, in the third case, Al Yonah Chamsa Mitzilsa, V'Tachtona Tzilsa Mitzilsa. Now we have the Gersa in our Shas, Rabosai. What's our Gersa? Our Gersa in case number three. What's the case? Tachtona Tzilsa Mitzilsa, Al Yonah Tzilsa Mitzilsa, V'Kaimi Tavayu. No. He changed the gear, sir. So what's the case? Tachtona betoch. That's his gears. Okay. Now you can say exactly the same thing if you just switch, instead of switching to tachtona, switch to aliona. Well, guess who does that? The Ritva. Yes, you see the Ritva. I mean, it's the same bottom line. Just changes the word aliona instead of tachtona. Okay, let's just see it inside. What happened? Let's do the test. We'll see in a minute. No. Test. Kira says, Rashi, Kavamitavaya betok Esther. All right, that's Gersa's Rashi. He's not happy with his Gersa. Hanochon Gersa's Hasorah Shalonu. See, we're going to Mzal. Gon. Shatachtona Tzilsa Mubi Mechamsa. Velyona Chamsa Mubi Tzilsa. Vekaima, not what Tosa says. What does Tosa say? Tachtona Mutalchof? No. The Kaim El Yona Lamala Michov. The truth is that this is better. Because Kaim Tachton Lamata Michov is just an implication that El Yona is Lamala Michov. you're already changing it, change this way. Which is the explicit thing that we need. Everyone follow me? This is a, if you're already changing, this is a more explicit change. He holds like the Rabbein and Tam. Okay? Pirish. Right? And that's, it's exactly the same as Rabbein and Tam. Kamash Milan. That's Elon Schach Pulsal Me Atzmo. Fisher Mechuber. Al Psusuk Al Yona. She Lamala Mechof. She Psula Me Atzmo. Machas Gova. Eino Kedai Levat Al Schach Kosher She Tachtov. Okay? That's what the Ritva says. Let's go further. The Kevin Shecham Samuva Mitzilsa. Hare Tachtonic Shera. Kshehi Tzilsa Muva Mechamsa. Okay. There's no sukkah tacha sukkah, but the bottom has to be silsa meruba mechamsa on its own. That's not what it sounds like in Tosis. Remember, Tosis is going with the 40-20. The Ritva goes like the Rav Yoh. So therefore, it's not going to be 40-20 won't do the trick. Who says he'll befeirish that the Tosis is against the Ritva on this point? The Marsha. Give a look. Marsha. Okay, everyone see it? If you have my Marsha, it's page Zion in our print, second column halfway down. Also Dibur. The Gorash have been a tam tachtona, mao the table and starve schach postel, kamash malam, chagavna lo choshev schach postel, at kan lashona. Umash malay, afilu bish ein tzel tachtona meruba, elamakwas apostel, it still works. Against the Beferish Ritva we just saw. The Eid, the Belav, schach postel, tzel meruba, came my lememra, as I said earlier, because Tosa goes against the Rav Yoh. So it's, again, from the Machlokas Tosa and the Rav Yoh originally comes in Nafkamina over here as well. As I pointed out, that the Marsha points out that the Tosa is more Makel than is the Ritva. That's what he says. Fine. You count the Elyona together, it's Mitzarif. Because if it's Silsim, it becomes a Betachtona, Myla Memra. Now, I don't know, is that really true? The Rav Shor is saying, my lememra ukamoshakosa tosa liel amastis in the hocha. Wait a minute. Do you remember what Tosa said about my lememra? Do you remember? Let's take a look again. Keep one hand in the Marsha and one hand in Tosa. I don't see how this Marsha is necessary so muchach at all. Take a look on both sides. It's the second narrow line on top of the Tosa, Testament base. Vaho, the lo mashani could go in the belav hochi. Apostle Tzilser Meruba Shadim Kane Myla Memra. Yim Kane Myla Memra. I think the Marsha is correct on second thought. He's right. So here too, we should say Myla Memra. Must be that here you actually combine the Apostle Schach with the Kosher Schach, what we call before the 40-20. Fine. That is a Meiri. Okay, I'm just trying to go slow through the various Rishonim. Let's find them. I brought my Meiri with me, and if we can put it on the screen, we will, but let's first see it inside. The Meiri, according to this opinion, that the Marsha just explained, that Lamala Michof actually counts towards the shear of Silsim Mumu Mechamsa, we don't have the Gzeira. What's our Nusach? Pshita, Gemara says on Yafyud? No. Tachton Aksheva Yon Psul Itzrichle. Mao de Tema, Nigzir Dilma Mitzdarv Sach Posel by the Sach Kosher, Kamash Malon. What do you mean, Nigzir? Mao de Tema, that the schach above 20 is intrinsically considered to be puzzle. Kamash Malon. Take the word nigzer out. That's what the Meiri says. It doesn't fit. Take the word nigzer out. Now, obviously, take a word exer out. It's not so gewaldic to take a word out. Take a word out of the Gemara. Okay. Second. I'm trying to find it over here in my print. Unfortunately, my eyes are not able to catch it in this print. Give me one more minute, see if I can find it. That's a bit of time. Somewhere it's here that the word nigzer doesn't fit well according to this interpretation. It's not a question of nigzer. Okay? Not a question of nigzer. Truth is, if you look in the Balamor, let's look in the Balamor. Please, it's page Beis Amud Aleph in the old print, and it's page Gimel in the new print. Says the riff left out all these four cases, so three of them are pshita. Okay, left it out, but the fourth, the middle one, number three, is not pshita. This is the first piece in page Gimel in the Gemara. Says a sick of the mitzvah shrich lashmina to lo armina nochem mitzvah schach posel b'hadis schach kosher b'schach shul lemalam yesrim fishay pasluso machvas atzmo and machvas kavuso for the rikis schach posel b'chiyai gavna. Right, that's exactly the point. Now, of course, the ravid. Takes him to task as usual. Aleph, you have a rival on the side. Omer Avram, lo kamo shehu sheomer ze. Okay, down to ze. Before that, he was every day gets better with the balavon and the rival. Okay, that's just it. Sheim hoyes al yonah lemalam yesim afa pisha chama muvim mitzilso hatachtona psula. No, log shema zeh. Period. Shema sal yona lemal meyesim afa pisha chamse muvim mitzilso hatachton upsul the hov yesh men aschachu keneget hatachton upolse masha tachta nimz shem mitzilso muvim mechamse mischach kosher ubeir achama vaschach posel sukazul ubepsula. That's what he says. That the Balamor is incorrect. Eliyka girsa kachi. Now this column two, if you have my print, ma'udatema lizer. What's he basically saying? The Balamor didn't have the Girsa Ligzor. Neither did the Miria. You just can't find it somewhere in the somewhere it's on the page. But you see Klar from the Balamor from the Riven that the Balamor didn't have the Girsa Nigzor. The proper Girsa is Nigzor. Limitstar Vakule. Kloma the Zimin, the Vishakelion the Hadi Tachton, the Kumitstars Apostle, the Bishop Lomishtamish Belyona, Lo Diekbe, Kamash Blood, Lo Gazar, the Nera the Weaker. In other words, if it's on top of it, it's no good. If it's off to the side, it is good. Shemika Gler, ha to ha. Kamash Malon, that you don't. Okay. Apparently, he didn't have the girsa that way. And apparently, it's also. Well, you know why I didn't find it? I was looking to Sefer HaMichtam. I was looking to Miri. You know, when. Yesterday, I was looking in the wrong Simon. I was looking in the wrong Sefer. It gets bad from bad to worse. I have the Yalka here. No wonder I couldn't find it. Michtam, the Miri is after the Michtam. I apologize for that mistake. Oh boy, I know I didn't recognize things, but I didn't realize I was in the wrong safe. Okay, I apologize. Let's see, now I'm in the safe from Miri. Okay. Pomishte and Ksheris? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Changes the gears around a little bit over here. Oh. Anu Garsin. Mao de Tema. Nigzer Dilma mit Starv Schach Postel by the Schach Kosher Kamash Malon. But he thinks, no, there's a different Girsa. Mao de Tema mit Starif, not Nigzer. Oh, I found it in Fevish. It's past the Masl Uvi Gemara. Okay, so I apologize for looking in the Michtam instead of the Miri. It's in the Miri. Okay, two different Girsos. All right, different Girsos. Rabbosai, let's turn our attention for a moment to the issue of Kechshera Kach Psula. Okay, Kechshera Kach Psula. So, three shitas, right? It's one tefach high, Rabbosai. It's four tefachim high, or it's ten tefachim high, correct? But no one tells you how it's the other dimension. In other words, the schach on top, very nice, it's 1, 4, 10 high, but what about how much does it encompass? Not a word. So you go to the sfas emes. He tells it beferish. Uve meshech hasukah lo nizbar. How much does it take the pasul? Eat sarach shir. He says, an interesting chap, the Ger Rebbe. Those who say it's 104 ain't sarach shir b'meshach shir sukkah. If you don't need a kechshera on top, you shouldn't need a kechshera you don't need 10 tefachim this way, so you shouldn't need 7 tefachim this way. But if you need 10 tefachim this way, Rabbi Osai, then you'll need 7 tefachim that way. That's the chiddush of the Sfas Emes. Oh. So here you need a Meshach Shiva. You need Meshach Shiva if you require the sheet that requires 10. There's a question. The Emek Brocha suggests it's enough to have 6. Remember, we saw a suggestion that 6, Midarais, you only need 6. You need the only 7th, maybe only the Rabbanan. You combine a couple of things. I saw in the Sefer Hilchos Chag V'Chag, says, that's Emek Brocha is not correct. Even if 6 would be good on the level of the Raisa, to be royal Ladira, that's the whole issue over here, is it royal Ladira, you have to have 7, which is Mutam Mamish. Kechshera means the Chalachshera Lamaisa, not on the level of the Raisa. Yes, sir.
So, according to the Sfas Emes, are we saying that whoever holds one tefach in the Gemara, if you have, let's say, a 20 amos wide sukkah, and then you have just a small
seven by seven tefach, enough to pass the whole thing? I don't know. I take that back. It'll pass that part. I don't know if it's going to pass the whole thing. He doesn't say. But then he wants to suggest miu nired al kol ponim main ba roch of dalid and lifts la tachtonim. So sukkah that has a sukkah lo'adif in mischach posel, then a posel b'pochos midalit, k'nil l'chor. But Shmuel has a chesher l'kach psula, he needs shirak hechsher sukkah. Hechsher l'kach psula in both directions. K'mo k'en tzarechin, b'ein l'malo d'fanos. There's a second sukkah on top of the first, but look, ma, no walls. Right? The second sukkah, the top sukkah, has no walls. So again, the pirates say the same, I'm not looking, I'm just guessing, say the same thing. According to the first opinion, 104 should pass. According to Shmuel Kechshera Kach Psula, then it has to have walls because it's not kosher. Let's see what he says. Lishmuel the Kechshera Kach Psula, so he says it shouldn't pass with no walls. Then he says, well, Yeshad Mechazel LaHachma V'Loma Tavka B'Shir HaGova Lo Choshev Leischach Shein Abech Shesukah. After Navi the Shmuel, the Olaf Gova Yud Besuka Bekruvim, Al Chalai Yud Dafka Nikreschach, Daf Heim and Beis. But Suka Psula Mitam Chasorna Shir Design Al Zion, Shenech Shav Dira Mitam Chasorna Tfanis, Ain the Shayach Lashach, the Shapir Nikra Suka Tzacha Suka. But then he found the Balaiter that Shmuel requires Tfanis according to Shmuel Yud Tfanis, and he says in the brackets, This is what the son-in-law, I guess, put in the brackets. Primagadim tarkach sivkot nalaf b'mishpitzos ayin sham, that you actually need walls. Okay? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you need walls. Okay. I found something very interesting in the mishpitzos there. Who has a big shulchan aruch today? You all have? Let's look at it. I'd like to see it inside. Tov reish chav ches mishpitzos aleph. Always good to see things inside. There we go. Tov reish chav ches mishpitzos aleph. Okay. He says, v'neyesh l'stapek. It's the halfway through. Kama yeroch av aschach tachnan v'alyam. V'mnoat dal kundesin v'sichach alein l'mata tachas schach alyam. V'yesh avir ben schach tachton l'tfanas. V'yesh lomar hatachton k'les dami u'miskasha b'alyam. In the opposite case, there are no walls on the bottom. No? That's what it sounds like the case? Sounds like. Odil makosha tachton sil sibur en schach al yon mahani klal. V'yoshe v'tachton b'li defanos v'nos dechavoso. How's he matching the first with no walls? If we go and call it a sheet that holds that towards the pesach would be good. Otherwise it makes no sense. Avam tachton mesuchechas kilchoso im defanos. V'sichach l'mal aga begag arua b'li defanos. Oshein melion zayin al zayin, shiach shesuka miskasher tachtona. The kozman chain royal elion the suka lav suka tachas suka hava. Iti ten tefachim gova. Gam kein v'chol hech shesuka v'havein. Exactly as we saw quoted. The second part, what was printed in the first part, he didn't quote. He didn't quote. I assume we hold that serious pesach is okay. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Fine. Is the fact that we paskin in Shulchan Aruch over here, it's only us in the 10, is that a foregone conclusion? Do we paskin like Shmuel? You know, Shmuel is very, very well known. Shmuel. Shmuel is unbelievable. Shmuel. Who's he fighting with, Rabbi Osai? Who's he fighting with, Shmuel? Who's the opposition? Shmuel says 10, Kech Sheira, Kach Psula. And who's he fighting with? He's fighting with Rav Chisda and Rav Abahuna, who say 4, right? And Rav Huna says 1. So I don't know. Should we say 2 against 1? If it's 2 against 1, you have to pass him 4. Why have to pass him 4? Because 1 says 1, 1 says 10. So when it comes to 4, the 2 say puzzle. When it comes to less than 4, the 2 say kosher. So just follow the middle shita, because that's the majority. I like that. So let's look at the Rosh. When the Rosh, in fact, does pass on like Shmuel, Simetes Vav. Go look for a sec. Simetes Vav. He says, with a small little shin. He says, Shmuel says, Tavad Mestabahu, Hilchos Akavasei. We paskin like Shmuel. V'chei Matzos, he skip a few lines, or Ritz Geis, Sheposa Kishmuel. Now, wow. Okay? So, and the Ramban paskin like Shmuel. Say, Avchori, Av three, Gedolim, paskin like Shmuel. Who's going to disagree? Well. Nobody wants to agree with these three gedolim. Who disagrees with these three gedolim? Let's take a look at Bosai in the Balamor. You gotta love the Balamor, right? He always seems to be a contrarian. How's the Balamor paskin over here? The Rif, of course, passed like Shmuel. He says as follows. Umistabra, the last line of page Yudalit, Krav Chista v'Rabba Bar Avuna. Tami Abba. Should the army milsa mitziyasa? That's the centrist perspective. And we also find, we'll see later, that Yud Noi Sukkah Beflog and Mimena Arba. So there's a shira of four in height, and the rift passing like them over there. So Mistabro Nami Hob Kavasaya Dul Tamayo Azli. In other words, the same people, these two Gedolim, right? Rav Chista and Rav Huna gives a shira four on Amud Aleph and the four on Amud Beis, and the Shitasam. So we should pass like them all the way. Even the Rif Pasans like them on the Beis. No, the others disagree with the Balamor. Disagree with the Balamor. So the Balamor is wrong. If you take a look on the Ran, on page Yudal, he quotes the Balamor on column 1. In column 2, he says, V'ho avare lesa, the ma'inyin zu etzel zu. Wholesome came in the Muflogim in Aschach Arbo, Chashivi Apein Avshayu, Hilkum Emayat De Avira, O Pasi Mishim Schach Posel. That's the case of Noi. Abel Hocha, the Mifsel Tachtona Mishim Sukha, Tetachas Hasukha, Dilma Betefach Sagi Lilayona, Kali Tumma Kedama Ravuna, on one hand. O the boy Asar, Kedek Shek Apsul Kedama Shmuel Yonin, Lo Shaykh Ala Dodi, V'nei de'vahid de'hosim kam l'kav v'sayu v'shin de'rab nachon de'polig alayu yechidohu. Oh, two against one. Afil hachi b'ha de'hocha kam l'kishmuel u'ketam ed'amorin. But here's also two against one. So the Ran doesn't hold two against one in our case. Fine. Nara bosai a tosfus, the top tosfus. Om Rav Huna Tefach. So we discussed in Beis Medrash this morning. Om Rav Huna Tefach. Afal God will come on Perak Ayoshin Aminon Chavot Rami Hochaloshayach. Somebody asked me this message this morning, what's the problem with Teva? Let's just say Lovut. Why should the top one pass it? It should be considered one unit. So Tosis is saying over here, but from a slightly different angle, say Chavot Rami. Hochaloshayach. You know, we say in Yiddish, it's not Shayach. In our English, we say that, Lo Shayach. Why not? Don't ask me, Lo Shaykh. What did I mean? Give an explanation. Why is it Lo Shaykh? Why? It doesn't say why Lo Shaykh. The Maram. Look at the Maram in the back. It tells you why it's Lo Shaykh. Maram. Here we go. It's the first piece on page Ches. Lo Shaykh. What Lo Shaykh? What's a Loma? Termina the Kamon. Chavot Rami, yes, we do say Chavot Rami. Hayno dafka bekone ola bekone yore. Aval v'schach sholein lo shayach loma Chavot Rami. Whoa, is that really true? You can't say Chavot Rami v'schach sholein? Is the Maram saying correct? What do you say? A chiddush, no? Not so obvious. Not so obvious at all. So if you look in the Yalkut Mefarshim, page Vav, column 4, new paragraph 2, quotes the Meloha Rowan, Maram, Ein Betosis of Testament Base, Shekovet Chavot, Afilu B'Schach Shalem! No, it gets tough in the Tosis. You saw it yesterday. So Achloma, the Hashem Gam can learn being the Chavod al Kol Aschach, rak al Miktzas bechdei lahach she sukazu she tzul simu mechamsa. He'd only push down some of it. The Yod came in the Hashem married al Yona Chamsa muva lo Choshev Aschach Sholem. Ah, v'shar bein Chavod. It's not considered Aschach Sholem because we're referring to Tosis to a case of Chamsa meruba mi tzilsa. Yeah. Okay, that's an important nekuda. The Aruch HaNeh gave a different shot than I gave you before. You know why you won't say Chavot? There's no room on the bottom. Because Tosfos says over there on the Testament base, you say Chavot. On top, the top is Tzil Seruva only through the Elyona. presumably because it's going to fit into the middle gaps. And the Maharam says no, only by Tzumacham, so you don't say Chavot Rami. So that's a machlokas shot over here as well. We're going to have a case of Chavot Rami which involve full Schochos. What's the example we once spoke about? What will happen? Here's the case. I have a circle like this. Here's a wall, and there's a schach over here, and there is a gap less than 4 amos with an overhang on top of less than 4 amos. And the overhang fills up the whole gap underneath it. So many poskim say, let's say Chavot Rami, that overhang, and it'll go land in the spot that's empty, right? And you can then say Dofan Akuma. If it's like this, you have Dofan Akuma. What's the case now? Here, his air, the schach is here, and the overhang is here. Very common case. Think about Trey Hilchus, we spoke about. But forget about that. He's saying Chavot Rami on the whole thing, not just on one tefach. He's saying the whole thing. So we're assuming that it can apply. It can apply. Okay, that's a discussion we just spoke about. It's a machlim to be a machlokes. You say Chavot Rami on a whole big thing. Right? The Maram seems to say no. And here it's not just Tilsim Rubachamsa, it's all tzel, it's just an overhang. I'm not sure the Maram would extend it to that kind of a case. Yes?
I don't know if I didn't understand the Maram. I thought we were saying that, as in, even the Maram would agree that it's not just that they move a tefach, because it has to be a minimum share of a tefach, no?
Right.
So, could it be different with saying like an actual schach shalim versus just like one big piece of overhang, let's say?
Maybe you're right. It's caught that the Arachan there and the Malo Aroim, it would work in our case, right? Because it'll just slip down into that empty space. So a Rambam has to fit fully in the empty space. That's a sheet that would be told by Thomas May. It's not for now. But at least there is an empty space, and all you need for the Omega is to fill up the empty space. But the way the Maram, as we have it, seems to say, a big fat thing, you don't say Chavot Rami, and he quotes the Tosis on Avdalit, on Avtes, and the distinction we saw in Larom, the distinction in Chamsu and Tilsum Ruba, that's going to be Tsaris in our case, because our case is not Tilsum Ruba, it's Tilsum 100%. Okay, so I'm not sure if the Maram meant it in our case or not, but it's a problem. Okay, Rabosai. Remember, we saw the distinction we saw yesterday, the riff. We saw the Rabbi. We actually read the Rabbi yesterday, but I don't want to go into the Rabbi again. We read it already. The riff brought us some kind of a raya that we passed like Rabbi from Al Gemara. We read the Rabbi a long shot, a fancy shot. Is it 20 from the floor? Is it 20 from the middle roof? Put the Rabbi aside. How did everybody else learn? So of course, if you look at the Baal Amor, how'd he learn? Okay. Cause of a riff, you're passing like Rav. The last piece on page Bays in Baal Amor. Masha cause of a riff, sal the sugyan v'inyan suka al gabi suka have a say the Rav a shaycha. What does that mean? I don't know who lost Rav a shaycha. I don't understand him. It's on page Gimel, on top. What did the Ran say? What the Ran says, Rebbe says, the same as the Ramban says, the same as the Rosh says. Yeah. Pirish, come on, Armin and Bismas Nisan, Dav Tess, Sukha Gabi Sukha, Elyonak Sher, Dachton, Absula. If you did, Omel, Im Ein, Dirun, Elyonak, Dachton, Sher, Pirish, Lubigamara, Bishesh, Bechalal, Elyonak, Asarat, Fochim, Elo, Sheni, Chola, Kabel, Kor, Mixosa, Ede, Adchak, Tana, Kamasov, Elyonak, Sher, Veskem, Shaka, Dachton, Absula, Shem suka shetach asuka. Rabbi Yehuda saba shekeiv and sheni chol the kabbal alei det chak hayon apsula ilkach tach tonak sheira alma diras keva beinon ומשמחי מפסל העליונה כיוון שאינו יכול לקבל אלא על ידי הדחק. What does that mean? What does that mean? So it comes out that, well, it may be along the lines, better along the lines of Rava. See how much, I want to read it more as well. Hold on. The Rambam is a little bit cynical. Omra Kosev, on page base. Hobule appeared the Balamorzal. Shasil the Rabbeinu Agodos Abadvarim. Oh, we love the Balamor. For a change, he's saying that the riff is right. Oh, it's great. But you know, what he said is not so correct anyway. No. Not so correct anyway. Okay. Rabosai. So what exactly did the riff mean? What's his proof? Oh. It's the very end of the Rambana page base. Suka Rabbi Suka Vaskona to Sugan the Rabbi Yuda being in Te El Yona Gavo Asura Shte Takhtona Ruila Kabul Karmuksosis Shal El Yona Shlor De Atchak Vavaray the time of the Rav Shaycha for Rabbi Yehuda Diras Keva Beinon for Chol the Havi Diras Aroya Lo Shmo Suka for Misti Tachtona Mishim Suka Shtach Suka Mistaba Radai the Ho Nami Pluktayo Be Diras Aroy Rabbi Yehuda Le Tamei Rabbanon Le Tamayu. Therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Diras Keva, and that's why Lemala Michof is Kosher, and Rabbanon hold you don't need Diras Keva, and that's why Lemala Michof is possible. That's what they're on. We'll see that a third time in the rush. I like to see this around three times. We saw it in the Ran. We saw it in the Ramban. Now we'll see it in the rush. Maybe slight nuances. The rush of Siman Tes Vav. Okay. He quotes the Sugya Sa Gemara. It's on page Vav, the last four lines. He quotes the Sugya. If this is the case, how are you going to have to paskin in the height of the sukkah? It's going to have to be 10, right? If it's not 10, how can it possibly be considered a dira? Right? It has to be 10. There's a problem with a different giras in the riff. You turn to the riff and there's a giras which probably doesn't belong. I'll show it to the Erlach Haner. You turn to the riff can be found, Rabosai, on page Hayim at Beis, or from Yud Gibel going to Tesvav in our new print. The riff over here, according to one text, the Hilchasa, Krav Chista, Varaba Bar, Rav Huna. Oh no. He passes against Shmuel. It's going to be impossible. The answer is, Rabbo said, this is in parentheses. And it's probably not true. Look, the riff passes like Rava, based on our Gemara. The Balamor understood that Maflig is ridiculous. But the Ramban and the Ranimit folks explain that we said the Machlok is standing Cholkam Kosos. Alma, the Pligi, Suga, the Reskavi, the Rabinam. Okay. But the Rift, the problem of the Rift itself, passes like a Chista against Shmuel, Rabbeinu Shalelem. He doesn't explain Apshat. The answer is, it's Hagos Talmud. The Rift passes like Shmuel, Meiridik. He doesn't like any other reasons. Why? In Kol Raya Serif Lerava, he. So why do I have to quote our Gemara? And the Zuza, the Ritva himself, notes this. And the Ritva said, what do you say? He should have quoted that for sure. Why didn't he quote that? So therefore, apparently it's not a riot. Why? What could he say? The Vada Lechule Alma, Pligi Rabbi Rabbanim Vesukas Diras Arabi Kerabinan, as Toysis of Zion, Kulu. Let's take a look at Toysis of Zion, Kulu. Don't trust anything. What's Kulu? No such Toysis. No such Toysis. Oh, it's on the base? You said it was base? Oh, sorry. I'm in base. What did I read? I can't read anymore.
It says
I'm in love. It says I'm in love. I wasn't crazy.
No.
So my eyes are gone. I'm in base. Kul strulim to singles to yours kevabinam. Akochach ain't shoving. Because Rebbe requires dalat amis. Beshamai. So therefore, Oshiru b'shulchanah. You have kulus many other places. Okay. Seems to be saying that everyone agrees that this is that you need that this is the machlokes. Watch this. Yeah. So he doesn't like the whole raya. The Ritva is a kasha, why they quote this? He doesn't like the whole raya. He gives, therefore, two different pshat, Rebbe Hossein, not one, but two. Lulei divrei harishonim, says the Oroch HaNer. The raya serif yimash hiksha Ritva, amashav ha-shmul kech sherekach psula, the yimkein, hal yonu lamala michof, nami lo livso mishum sukkah tachas sukkah. You know why? It's not kosher. What a great kosher. It's not kosher. It's more than 20. For tirits. Came in the time of Sulmishim the Diras Kevahu. Kenad Rama. Choshev Sukha Yosef. We saw that before yesterday. It's even more kavua. 25 amas high. Beyond the sukkah. It's so kavua. Zelo Shayach Rakoteris the Rova. Avatiris Rabba Rab Zelo Shayach Zeh. That's a beautiful shot. Based on the Ritva's kasha. You need kechsher kach psula above 20 is not kosher. So why is it possible? To Eretz is its keva. That's all that was going to Rava. Based on the Ritva. I'll show the Ritva in a second. Let's see the Ritva now. Already. Why should we wait? This is the Ritva? Hilchos Sukkah Shmuel. The Baal Amor made a mistake. Af al gav she kvol a malam ichof lo havik sheir pasul at achdona. The kasha that we just saw in the Yochanek on the witness kasha. Shani also she psul a machmas gova vidiras keva. He had no sender she kriya suka gemura to achdona suka tachas suka. Meiridik less than 10 tzrachim. No, this only works according to whom? Rava. So the riot that the riff put the rava because he had the ritvus kasha and he gave the ritvus teretz. And if it's a right or wrong, how do you like that Pshat Aruch HaNer? Brilliant. The Ritva, he doesn't discuss the Riv. He probably discussed it in the previous, maybe it's in the previous Amud. Maybe. Doesn't really belong there. Where would that be? Maybe it's on the base. We love base. Let's see.
That's your opinion.
I'm an Ochanera?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's not what I wanted. That was always on the rich one. And oh, septa. This? Let's try this. Some paskin is a psak. The rich one that bays him an aleph. Okay. One second. Rav Alfa Shizal was the Ramban and Sefer Melchamas. Some of the paskin like Rabba. No. Riff. Find what I'm looking for, but we'll find it some other time. The Aruch HaNer is credible that they quote it accurately. And that gives a second original text. That's the first one. Okay. Inami. Riff is from David Rav Yirmiya. Kevin the Maskin in the Cholachidish Mashmiyan Rav Yirmiya who the Lomit Sav Schach Kosh and Schach Puzzle. Ukfroka Savtiliel. Rav Zeira Lo Saka Dai the Chlal. To the Malam Yeshu Bikori Schach Posul, Kevin the Enu Meitzalolov. Okay, yeah. Okay, Gamla Tirut Rabba, the Shulah, the Posul of Malam Yechov, who Mishum Shoshol to Meinam, has swore to Osenes to Techosh of Yonah Schach Posul, Lifsal Tachton. The Nafsh of Kilu Schach Posul, Nosna Schach Kosher, Kein Leka Kan Schach Posul Klal, to Yesh Heke Bischach Tachton. So if you must go like Rabba, Hosps Malam Yechov. So the Tachtona Yoshe B'Sechach Keva, the second original Teretz. I don't want to spend more time. Two original Teretz. Okay, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. The Girsa that we have is on that Yudim and Aleph. Let's go back to the Gemara Yudim and Aleph. Ki Osi, Rabbi Osai, we had a kasha against Shmuel. After the Kashkan and Shmuel, Tzorach here, the Kashkan and Shmuel, who seems to save the day? Who saves the day? Kiyosi Rav Dimi saves the day. So Rashi seems to lay, and he answered to Kasha against Shmuel. Huh? That's what he says. Rashi says, Kiyosi Rav Dimi, hi, will the deer, etc. Yeah. So therefore, by the time of the Shmuel is gonna win, no cash against him. Now it's interesting that when the Ritva, where is it? Which Ritva are we up to now? Oh, good, this is the right one. Because Rav Dimi, Havada the Rav Dimi lefrukim and the pachin Shmuli. Commentator to Shmuel, same as Rashi said. Came to see Shmuel Masdisen. Lo sagid lo lifrika o lasuka bekusha betyufta. Didn't say kusha betyufta. It must be Rav Dimi is coming to defend Shmuel, which of course increases the chances that we paskin like Shmuel. But look on the rach. Oh boy. Look on the rach. Look on the rach. The rach gives. Vishanina and ain real adira meruvachas, our real adira are they at chaki? What's he saying? What's he saying? In other words, he's saying that there's an answer which seems to precede Rav Dimi, or at least the case is different than Rav Dimi's. And just as over there we say Deat Chak, right? Vishanina, we answer. Because well, what was the kasha? Tanakama holds, Afal Bish En Eliona Rua Ladira Kshera Kasha Gan Shmuel. Says no, you need Rua De Atchak, which is as long as it's 10 Tfachim high to Rua De Atchak. It's not considered Dira Srucha. As opposed to the Karma Ksos, which has its own measurement. Fine. Interestingly, we had a kasha. We saw the Ramban as the kasha against the Balamor. The Rana as the kasha. The Ritvo as the kasha. We saw just before he contradicts himself. So the question: what is his gersa? Oh, Balamor, pasuk of chista. Ramban says arkevei atrei richshi. He's riding on two chariots. You get your body pulled apart if you do that. You can't do that. Why? The chof missing. Trei rikshi. Dim ein kan shrak shir arba. Hey, belav ochi yam shalad deba. Umali im yochal lekabel karma ksos is alo. Rebbeinu shalala. Your pilpul my karma ksos. That whole pilpul only part of going to Shmuel. How can the balamor pass in four tzvachim and still pilpul about karma ksos? Ritva also lakshmas alav. Shrakochach mai darmina b'marova. Im ein taktoni echola. Hu tirits al kushis a gemaro de shmuel. Otherwise, the shara kushis shal shmuel below teretz. Tufta, as we saw. Lo de masa kushio tufta. Ain't they be said about gemaro? Vekev no posik balamor ke shmuel. Hech nokat member darmina b'marova to enter shmuel. So all the Rishonim said the balamor is wrong. And here's the idea shlomo. Balamor is balayitur. And Rav Yoh. The Rosh, Hem Gosu Kegiris Hazaka Onim Shiskan Bamasef El Mechamas Rebbeinu Hananel. We have Rebbeinu. They didn't have what's printed the other day. Right? We have the Rebbeinu Hananel inside. Take a look. He's going to quote it here. You look on the side, and I'll read from the screen. V'dakina midiv Rabbi Yehuda de Katani. This is V'dakina's in big bold letters. You see it on the side. V'kasha l'shmul v'shaninan. The next bold letter. Ain real dearest Mirachas, I'm a real dear de Etrak, that Sarah Tfochem dear de Etraki. The Chain, the Marava, called Shady Hol, the Kabakom Sosa del Yona, right? Shinuya Hoka Vahoka, Choda, Hosom, the dear of Hoka, the Kabak de Etrak. What is he adding over there? We said, Nira, Hoda Golem, Tirits Begamora, Al Kushiram Yudah Shmuel, Kodem, Hoda Makirav Dimi. It was a different Girsa. They had a teretz before Avdimi stepped into the picture. The old time to come a low post the Raksuka Gavoha Sarah. Al Rabbi Yehuda. Even 10 needs Dira Bavachas more than 10, etc., etc. The Gemara gave an answer. And then Yav Marava says, and Rabbi Nechanan says, no, this teretz goes according to Shmuel. Rabbi Chanan Hochavad, it's the same thing all over again, right? Same thing. But the Balahit and the Balamor and the Rav Yoh say no. Mashakosu Vyosa Girsa Dirai De Tchaki Mashta Materis Nibid Shmuel. Done. Finished. Umasha Omri Kiyos Rav Dimi. That's a member of Bifnei Atzma. The Farish HaMish Nibid Kulei Alma. Dovivik Nisukah Dachas Asukah Bein Tanakam Bein Rav Yudah. Elo Yochol Kavu Korim Ksosu Dei Yona. And that could be even if it's only 4 Tvachim high. Different Girsa. Dalit, Makam Choshev. That's good enough. So the kids in our Chaner answers the Kasha that the Akva Terichshi with the Girsa, that's it's a phantom Girsa. We don't know what the Girsa. We can only divine the Girsa from the Rach. There's some Shanina, which we don't have every word. We can't tell you what the words are. But there's some kind of answer which says what the Rachaner approximated. Kios Rav Dimi is later. Rav Dimi's thing is not limited to answer Shmuel. Then you can pass it against Shmuel and still discuss Rav Dimi. That's your Chaner's Teretz. Okay, very, very good. Fine. So now, Rabosai, let us discuss the following Shiloh. Now, till now we're discussing brass tacks. Now, let's a little bit of Lumdus. Daf Testament base, the famous Shita of the Rav Yoh. What's on top puzzles, what's on bottom. Okay? What's on top puzzles, what's on the bottom. What's Pshat? So I want to show you what the Rav Yoh says about this. He is the Rav Yoh, right? We have to, if you call, no one calls the Rav Yoh. They quote in his name, but no one so far told us what he said in terms of every word. Always look up the original sources. Rav Yoh said, now we have Rav Yoh, it's a beautiful print. You can look it up and see what it says. Rav Yoh. It's Simon Taryag, easy to remember. 613 mitzvahs. Where's Taryag? Sukkah. Taryag. He calls Rashi. Yeah. Wookley says very important things are very important things. Quotes Rashi. Masha Midvar. Sounds like what he says. Shema Sukkah Tilsu Mechamsa. I feel him Eila Mitzuka Negara Sukkah Kosher. Feel below Chavta. Says the Hailing of Rav Yoh. Ulekaman Choza Bo Beperusha Bemilster Rav Yirmiyah. Rashi backed out. I thought it was a steer in Rashi. The Korban Asana pointed a steer in Rashi. So the Rav Yoh says a steer in Rashi. The Korban Asana said no. Rashi holds like the Rav Yoh. The first Rashi will take care of. We'll see why the Rav Yoh didn't like that. Okay. Because he says, Maratem and Nixat Nifsal Tachtona Mishim the Kaiman Leon to pump the Malamichov. This is the Rashi Daf Yod. We saw the Rashi called the Rav Yod, but the Riva. He's in his own commentary. Why is it so? Shatzelu min ha'ilan v'lo min ha'sukah. Shem Yito Schach Asuka Kati Metalilan. Losh the Kodam Ilan Sukha, Losh the Kodam Sukalilan. Kevin the Munochan Anfa Ilan Kenegar Aschach Akosher. Watch this now. Zev Ze Goreim Puzzle. Have you Zev Ze Goreim? The one Shas, many other situations. Psech Tavod Azara, and it's called Psochim. Zev Ze Goreim. Didn't say it's only the top Schach that counts, what underneath doesn't count. Zev is Zev Gorim. Why am I saying this? Because my elder Zayda didn't have the Rav Yoh. I don't believe he had the Rav Yoh. It wasn't printed in his day, to my knowledge. But you see how great he was, the elder Zayda. He Rashi also is like the Riva, right? That's what he's going to say. That's what he said. The Korban Asana came later. Says the same thing. He wants to suggest against the Masha. Shilin Tilsim Ruba Mechamsa, Modo Atosta, Philip Sukha Luchud, Tilsim Ruba Velo Ilan, Philhachi Psula, 70-60, but Sukos Teshu. We thought that's only true if they're two separate layers, not if they're mixed in together. Okay. Oh, against the Masha. Okay, fine. Oh, Rav Yoh, watch this. Mordechai, Rashmi Kutzi, Tuva Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Tzmo al Sfora Hafucha. My the Pshita Lachal Hanach Ravosa, Li Sura, Hechosva Tosto Ze, the My Lememra Lehetera. If the Rav Yoh said it's possible, Mele Tosto wants to argue with the Rav Yoh, fine. But to say it's obvious? ulemayda perishes besamach osin shapir. Shatos is medaktik in kei midivrei rova atzma. Pshito leishen shum svar lesser v'chai gavna. Tilotem ochi yelashen shum svar lesser v'kanakati my diag rova v'dikotoni kilo asoba tocha bites. Anyway, he says, Tos never even thought of this rabbi. Never thought of it. How you know? Beautiful. In my Toys' bowl, this is all he saw in the Chorban Asana. In my Toys' bowl, Litchol Svarazu, came my Raya Maisi Mehachta Makaras because of Mishmudin. To a Behosim Eina Tzal Apostle Bechuvit Kedegat Eschacha Kosh, it's near it. Shemochim Akshirim Yesh Rebbe Bnei Kamosan. As opposed to Tzal Apostle Bechuvit Dilma Lola Imalach Apostle. They never heard of this far. They never heard of it. Oh. Oh. So what? If they never heard of it, so what's bothering them? Watch this. Lo neima the tama ostrin haynu mehadirasha the kro gufe the chsev basukos teshu the kopet krosha kol atzel. Sarach yeh misuka achas ksheira bulvat, potachas tzel suka v'davarachim. V'nei the suka tachas suka v'imena kosher b'inan shiura bein suka l'suka u'bina namik shakol echad me'am yetzul simu v'mechamsa. Hainu mishum debolav achilo mikri suka v'davarachim. Eli olam oso she'ein Hashem suka gemur al'aleh b'teli. The guy b'yidach she's suka gemur. Mashekin b'suka shetachas ilon u'bayis. B'chol inyan yesh divsal v'shum suka v'davar acher. The ilan u'bayis lo b'teilin gabi suka k'de pirishis. U'lafukim yisvarazu. They brought a raya from a good from Shmekara sukosa v'shpudin. Siklar. Enter the mashos kasha. So again, what is the Pnei Yeshua driving at? Pnei Yeshua is suggesting that according to the Rav Yo, what's pshat? Is the schach tachas schach is the postal is not schach at all? Because it's not matzil? Well, no, it is schach. They're both schach. And it's only a problem because you need only schach kosher. Only schach kosher. So the, you know how to prove he's right? What does Lush the Rav Yo? Zev is egorim! He didn't say that what's on top knocks out what's on the bottom. What did he say? Like the Elta Zeta. Zev is Zeh Goreng. A different vart, Rebosu. A different vart. This is a fascinating idea. It's interesting, Rebosai. This Nakuda that we just said, that it's really based on the Basuka Teshu, the Bishop Pnei Yeshua said, I think he brings a rye from the, did he bring a rye from the tour? Or did he not? No. Tur Shulchan Aruch. Rabosai, instead of pilpling, let's look at the Tur itself. Look at the Tur. Tov Resh Chavav. If you have the Tur, look inside of the print. If you don't have the Tur, on the screen. Okay, Rabosai. Let's take a look and see the tour. Okay. Watch. Im ilan tzilsim chamsim mumi tzilsa. Oz rowin. Im asuka tzilsim mumi chamsa below ilan. Sheira. That's Rashi. Ava v'ezri kosav the Rav Yo, yeah. Im an feilim mechuvonin the kenegar aschach hakosher psula. Shirat sel min ha'ilan v'lo min ha'suka. Doesn't matter which came first. Okay. Then he says, look, basuka teshu v'dashinin lo suka tachas ha'suka. Suka tachas ha'bayis lo suka tachas ha'ilan. So he quotes the drasha, even though it's passing like the Rav Yo. So what do you see? The fact that there are two srachos is not possible misvara, as we said before, the top knocks out the bottom doesn't exist. No! Misvara, they're both there. Zev is a goring. Why is it no good? Exeris a kosa, masukas teshu. It's against the ravya. Excuse me. It's against the ma'ashah. Take a look at ma'ashah rabosai at Yuna Manal from Tosus. Take a look. Please look, sorry. The ma'ashah and Tosus Yuna Manal. Ahuvi Achi. Remember we told you that his name is Rabbi Avraham. We found it out. B'dvarecha yanti talisa dvarecha b'ilon shetachtav suka shebo l'polsim b'sukas teshu tepik lei mishub psulim mechuber. What do you need to ask a kasa for? U'mazarisa litchos pirish riva. Riva is the Rav Yoh, right? Imkud varecha, says Marashot's brother, who lamaloyo heviu atosus also raya devarim. If you're so smart, Rabbi, my brother, why isn't Tosus so smart? That's a guy. What kind of cash is that? Every generation has new things. You can't say anything new. Oh, whatever. That's what he says. I guess he's talking to your brother that way. Fine. Okay. That sukkah silsa ruvu mechamsa lo tivsa mishum tsir of schach posel. Lama the mishmat and tamad the besukkah station besukkah shetachas ailam. Hashahut shukul avi raya mehiv the mecharisus of mishpudin. Should have brought your rye. Who'd have brought your rye? Your rye is a better rye, my dear brother. Yeah? Yeah. He's basically saying that according to this opinion of the Riva, you don't really need the Xeris Akasa in this situation. Misvara. The problem is the Tur quotes the Rav Yoh, and he still quotes Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah. So that's a fascinating point. Right from the Tur, yeah, against the Masha, because Rav Yoh don't need a pasuk. The Masha holds, like the first side of the Pnei Yeshua, that only the top counts and the bottom doesn't count. The misvara, bam is nothing. But second svara of Pnei Yeshua, that zev is a goring like the Rav Yoh, that's what it come out. What will be the din, Rabosai, if the schach posel is under the schach kosher? We haven't had that yet, right? We discussed only one case. The schach kosher posel's on top. So what would you say? What would you say? According to the first pshat of Pnei Yeshua, that only the top counts, because it blocks out the bottom, should be kosher. The bottom is command the lesson. Yeah. Rabosai, give a look at the Lashon of the Ran, please. Lashon of the Ran, it's on page Yud Beis in our print. Ever turn to the Ran, page Yud Beis. If you have the old print, it goes from Dalet over to Hay. Right at the beginning. Pirish, so it's Vigarsina. Afal Pisha Sukkah be Atzmatzul Sribum Mechamsa, Kmoshka Safti be Mishna Seinu. That's the Lashon of the Sukkoso, right? We saw it. Afilachi, Kemish et Seel or Elon Shu Puzzle, Omed Lumala, Nafe, directly on top of it, like the Rav Yoh. Harehu Mevatel Seel Schach Kosha Shulamata Mimenu. Shari Eno Mishamish Klum Kema Sheelyo Meitzil Olav. Whoa! But if that's the case, one could argue if the good schach is on top, the bottom is not Klum. How do you like that? A possibility. Right? Possibility. Quote the Zevah Zagore, Rabosai. No good here either, right? What's the zera on one top and bottom, bottom, top? All the same thing. What about a case where it's not directly above the schach kosher? So, according to the first pshat, it's certainly kosher, because what's the whole chesaron is that it blocks out the bottom. Here it does not block out the bottom. But according to the second pshat, maybe it would be puzzle. The plan shuv but arrive from Tosas, that they think they're protagonists. The other sheet would hold puzzle. They brought a raya faket from the karas sukkos of Mishpudin. Wow. We saw review the carbon asanos of cotton kuf for a minute, please. Carbon asanos of cotton kuf. Remember, we saw that the Rav Yosef and the Rashi backed out. The Rashi doesn't back out every day of the week. Correct? Would you say that? I didn't hear it there, but this is so we backed out. So cotton kuf. And we'll see, we saw already before on page Vav, on the bottom. Nirish Akenu Das Rashi on Daf Yud. That's the Rav Yom himself pointed it out. Rashi is good holes like him. Nu, what do you do with the Rashi and Daf Tess? The last one is Loya the Rashi Sol Shema Hadodi. The Rav Yom claimed that Rashi is so from himself. And the Kovin Asanel, same as the Marshal to his brother. Kovin Asanel, if you are so smart, why did the Rav Yom think of this? Why say that Rashi backed out? That's no kasha. He didn't think of it. He had a different shita. Well, let's read what the Kovin Asanel says. Hokam Mitzarf, the Ratzaloma, Shafilu Besukat Silser Mubu Mechamsa, Mikomakom, Imnachshav Schach Kosher, Shekeneged o Ilon Kiman Dilesa Nimtza Dimitzarav Schach Postel Shalilin Schach Kosher Sher Taras Ilon. That's what it meant. Didn't mean it's 40-20 as we thought earlier. Only that is a problem. No, Rashi holds like the Rav Yo all the way. Let's talk and ask the question: If the Korban Asanel thought of this, why didn't the Rav Yo think of this? Listen carefully. Why didn't think of this? Rabosai. If the tachton is totally puzzled, right? Totally puzzled. Then you can say you need the elyon to be mashlim selsuka, as the Kovin Asanel said. Read again. Rashi's Lashon. When Rashi comes to start for Ratzalomar, I'd love to show you Rashi inside. I can't do two at the same time. I have a split screen. Keep one hand here in the Rush and one hand in the Gemara. Daf Testament base. Why did everybody think that Rashi is like Tosfos against the Rav Yo? Let's read the Rashi together again for the 10th time. Second arrow line. Hokam Mitztarev Schach Posel Mechuber Schach Posel Udechsiv Basra Migoncha Mikvecha Mimashatam Asa Migoncha Ase Sukoscha Bipsolos Gorn Gon Kashin Bipsolos Yechav Gon Eshkolos Rekonios Uzmoros Alma Tolosh Bina Umahani Tzel Ha'ilon Letzel Haschach Lahashnim Tzilsa Shel Sukkah. Simple read means 40-20, no? The Korban Asanel of baloney. Can't be, there's going to be a steward in the Rashi and the Yudim and Aleph. So let's read our, keep one hand here and see how the Korban Asanel is Kufri the Rashi. Yeah. What's a loma? Tafilu besukkah tzilsim of mechamsa mikomakom im nachshav schach kosher sheken neged ha'ilon kemanda lesa nimtza shemitztarev schach posel shel ilon via the surrogate 3 feet down im schach kosher shenu tachas ilon umahani umashim shayideh shneem nasa tzilsim ruvim mechamsa. That's what Rashi meant. No. Says the, I saw in the Misifta, this only works if you learn that what's underneath is Pasul the Gamri. Then we can call that Tzchach Pasul, because it's Pasul the Gamri. But according to the Rav Yoh, who said Zeb is a Goreim, he never said the bottom is Pasul the Gamri, then this Korban Asanel's Teretz is impossible. Must be Rashi backed out. How do you like that? Whether you force the Rashi back out, or you can give the korban the sandals, the answer depends on the elder Zeta, the two pshatim and the Pnei Yeshua. It means the top knocks the bottom out completely. Oh no, it's a Zev Zagore. How do you like that? That's pretty sharp. Pretty sharp. Fascinatingly, the Ramban and the Ran never asked a kasha from Shmudim. Never asked a kasha from Shmudim. Right? Never asked a kasha. Because according to them, it's no kasha at all. The Rav Yo asked a kasha. Let's take a look at Rav Yo. My boss said, help me find it. Oh, I not have a kasha putin. Yeah. V'loko parach osam. Hormit stav schach posel schach kosher. Yeah. Shendlo shchichi shimuchuvonim neged ha'avir greda. What's happening over here? The kitzer, it's possible that the Rav Yohu actually asked this kasha against himself, and he answered, it's separate. Korabosai, how does it help when it's separate? How does it help when it's separate? What did he answer over here? He says, one minute please, I want to show the right line. He says, "Loshchichi shemechvon negar aver greda." If it'll be negar aver greda, in other words, if it'll be negar aver greda, kasha will be no kasha. But that's not shchiach. It's going to probably be on top of the schach kosher as well and puzzle it. But I want to show you something else. Hold on. He says, Makar Sukoso. He's suggesting there that the whole kasha only begins if you hold the straw of Zev as a gur. Because Zev as a gur, they're both caught in the schach. So you might have thought that it was possible. Kamash Blood, since each one is standing separately, you don't say Zev as a Gorim, which you would say if there were one on top of the other. But according to the Ramban and the Ran, they don't even ask the Kasha. The Kasha doesn't begin because they learn like the Marsha said, that the top knocks out the bottom. If they're next to each other, obviously the top cannot knock out the bottom. Fine. So what comes out, Rabosai? According to one side of the player, Shua, the only side that counts is the top one, because the sun hits it first. What's on bottom doesn't count. According to the Rav Yoh, they both count. It's a problem Zev Zagore. According to Rabbi Natan and the Balamo, you know what counts? The first one that was put there counts. Don't tell me the first one that the sun hits. The first one you put there counts. If I put the kasha there, that counts. If I put the puzzle first, that counts. There are three different cheetahs of what counts. The higher one, the first one, or both. Which schach counts? That's what emerges from this whole discussion. Fine. We discussed, if you recall, the question of 70-60. Right? What's it in? Shulchan Aruch, it's no good. No good. Because why? In that case, the 70-60, the 70 is, we'll call, superfluous. Because the 60 itself works. And it came first. That's what our show says, depends what came first. So 70 is superfluous. Superfluous. anybody agree with this? No. I'll show you one thing. We're almost out of time. I'll show you one more thing. I'll have to stop and start tomorrow. With, I tell you, we're going slowly, Rabosa. Slowly, slowly, slowly. I'm looking for. I'm in the wrong parak. Parak K. Oh, come on. So again, I'm not. It's getting bad. I had the wrong, but I had the wrong simon, the wrong sefer, now I'm the wrong parak. So this is a trifecta. I have three
back in the right direction, though.
Okay. Tosis holds. That's no good. Oh, but he says, "Im choftan ve'irman at she'ena nikas chacha ilan mivatel botel v'asuka tachtona asuya tzilsim u'michamsa." Os Ksheira, Afim, Elon, Sosim, Mechamsa, 70, 60 is good, he said, according to Tosis. Against the Masha. Vitavada Mistabu, the Kaman Shasuk, Sosim, Mechamsa, Ksheira, Vachashiva, Vyatsma, for Elon, Miftel, Bottle, Beschacha Sukha. Vesula, Mina, the Rosh, Vitaka, Sail Elon. Said Nochon, Vitaima. Wow. According to the Revolt, it's not true. Okay. So this Arsamech says 70-60 would be good. Masha says it's no good. The Shulchan Aruch says it's no good. Because it's superfluous, Rabosai. Aye, Sadin. So what do you have to say? We saw the Masha, which came first. The Sukkah came before the Sadin. And here's the other way around. Okay. Rabosai, we have to stop here out of time. Mishim, tomorrow, we'll continue this important Sukkah. We made a lot of progress today.